is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, returned from the Americas, in particular Buenos Aires, for the presentation by the new president, Javier Milei, to the people of Argentina, to the people of the Americas. Everybody's watching Milei, a man with skills, TV skills, theater skills. And his presentation was exuberant. His spontaneity is obvious. This is a man with great energy. At the same time, his task in Argentina is really daunting. I go to a report from Reuters, Professor. This is Reuters, Villa Fiorito, Argentina. Deborah Blanco has lived for years with her 8 children in a house on the outskirts of Buenos Aires with no proper door or windows, no electricity, no main gas, no running water, no sewers. She doesn't have enough food to eat either. Argentina's poverty rate topped 57% at the start of 2024. So what we have here is an example, along with video, of not just Deborah, but we're talking about a long line of people I could see in the video waiting for food, simple food, to be handed out. And the supervision was handled by a priest in a T-shirt who said, "I don't know what we're going to do. They've told us the shipments are going to stop." What am I watching on Reuters? What did President Milei say about the scale of poverty that the Peronistas have permitted these many decades? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, for me, a critical thing that I found when I was in Argentina is, certainly there is profound suffering. And yet at the same time, there's the question of the people's reaction to the message of Milei, understanding why they're suffering and the willingness to continue sacrificing with the hope of getting to something better. So in that particular case, it's a little bit more complex than it seems. On one hand, as you pointed out, yes, absolutely. Because of the steep devaluation of the currency, once Milei came in to try to turn the macro economy around, poverty has jumped up. It was estimated at 57%. The 1st of March is also particularly significant in Argentina because that's when a lot of prices jump and expenses come in. For example, the 1st of March in Argentina is when the parents who send their kids almost obligatorily to private schools have to pay that first installment. That's when the recently agreed to increases in public transportation costs, electricity costs, and others have all hit. One of the things that Milei has done is in trying to tear down some of the social safety net, he's gone after the perceived privileged elite. And so in this particular case, for example, one of the things that Milei clearly understands is that despite the reform, one has to continue to provide adequate food and other sustenance for those in greatest need. However, what you've had, I think, is that Milei has actually been surprisingly successful on some of his macroeconomic things. I mean, literally just in months, he has brought down expenses dramatically to the point which Argentina registered its first budget surplus in many, many, many years. He's begun to show progress against inflation, which was running 40% a month. It may be down as low as 10% a month, etc. In many ways, because of the privileged elite, the Peronists are almost fearful of Milei succeeding because it would put an end to their kind of corporatist orientation. You have, I think, many of the groups that are losing privileges. The labor union, the CJT, was out in the street striking. The railroad workers were striking. The airlines, Aerolíneas Argentina, was out striking. One of the things that Milei actually did is he said that the government is not going to channel emergency food relief through these syndicates that work actually against the interest of the prevailing party for the Peronists. We are going to change how that food money is distributed. And so expectedly, what you have is, yes, there's real suffering and need, but the groups who are no longer getting to channel the food money to the poor for their political agenda are complaining and making it seem like the government is cutting off the food money, which is not true. But it's a very difficult situation, and pretty much everyone that I talked to in Argentina said that there's a openness in the country to see Milei's message that it's really all about the importance of getting government off their backs and breaking down this old syndicalist system. And this is the reason why Argentines are suffering. But Milei has about 3 months to show, not to make things perfect, but to show at least enough progress where people believe that these very deep sacrifices they're being called on to make are at least getting them someplace in the right direction. And if that doesn't happen, you know, things could begin to fall apart for Milei. But if they do, if Milei does continue to succeed, it will continue to be transformational in terms of the political life of Argentina and the future of Peronism, which dominated the country for the past 80 years.
So the priest that I saw on the Reuters video saying, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The food is going to stop. The delivery is going to stop. That isn't necessarily the case that it's going to stop. Where is the food going? They've been distributing for, I take it, routinely. Are they going to warehouse the food? How are they going to distribute it?
No, what happened is that Milei changed the route, basically who the government pays to deliver food. And so, you know, for many, many years, basically left-affiliated syndicates and social organizations very sympathetic to the previous government were the ones who had gotten the food. And the perception was that, you know, along with feeding the poor, they were infusing the poor with their, you know, leftist agenda. And so what Milei basically said is we're going to continue, you know, feeding the poor, but we are going to channel the government through other mechanisms. And so those who used to get the government food money to feed the poor are feeling the pinch that they are no longer, their organizations don't get to get that money to distribute the food. It's now going through other sources, but it makes for good press.
And the markets, so far the headlines have been running since we last talked, which is 2 weeks. The headlines have been running positive for Milei. Taking a gamble sometimes is presented with that metaphor on Milei's austerity drive. Was that much talked about in Argentina that the whole world is watching?
Absolutely, John. Okay, in Milei's situation, macroeconomically, is going very good. The you know, the IMF, Cristina Georgieva, really lauded the work that his finance economy minister Luis Caputo has done. Especially the IMF's willingness to continue to provide new money that is needed. Milei again, he has basically gotten the hemorrhaging of cash under control. The currency rate is stabilized. He's actually begun to rebuild up dollar reserves, and so there's the beginnings of faith in the currency. As I indicated before, because of his policies, you see a turnaround in the inflation, which was moving out of control. It was previously about 40% a month, especially after the devaluation. It's now down to a little over 10%, and it may be going better. So although things are still pretty bad, in a remarkably short period of time, of course, I mentioned Argentina. Through the slashing of public works programs and other things, Milei was able to get the first budget surplus that Argentina has seen in many, many years. And so in macroeconomic terms, you have the stabilization. The question now is translating that into you know, real economic growth. And to that end, one of the big dangers that Milei faces is that in order to get investors back, it helps to have legislation that give investors confidence that you know, this will be persistent. And also the big risk is that you know, the numerous different strikes and others by vested organizations that want to really shut down the country over these changes. I mean, Milei has literally put 50,000 government workers off of the payroll. He has slashed 10 of 18 government ministries and agencies. So the people who are pretty upset about that, who are out striking. Again, when I was there, you had you know, just the course of a couple of days, you had the main union, the CGT, striking. You had a railroad strike. You had an airline strike. You had people in the food kitchens who were striking. You had talk about a teachers union strike. But what also is happening, it's really remarkable that the degree to which there's resonance, the security minister basically said, okay, you know, you cannot use these strikes to try to shut down the government, basically used Milei's decree power to make it fundamentally illegal to shut down the main arteries and keeping people from getting to work, you know, made it illegal for strikers to have masks and throw stones and camp out in the streets, basically to occupy public spaces. And at least in the center of Buenos Aires, which is also controlled by a politically sympathetic local police force, I think that the strikers have understood that they have to respect those limits. And so thus, I think people have been frustrated because for the everyday person, all of these strikes by the vested interest labor unions keep them from getting to work and keep them from earning a living. And so what I really saw was that in addition to the macroeconomic picture where Milei has made amazing progress, there's a change of attitudes that, in that delicate balance between, will the Peronists be able to shut down the country and cause the government to fall versus will things begin to get better and start attracting investors and things back in, that at least for now, people are, on balance, giving Milei the benefit of the doubt. And so my sense is that although it's very critical that this moment, and Milei certainly announced the continuation of radical steps, largely through executive decree, things are moving in a at least tentatively hopeful, positive direction. People seem, not unlike, the way in which in the U.S. back in 1980, Ronald Reagan redefined people's understanding of why things were bad and gave them hope. And I think Milei, at least in a very general sense, has captured something in the imagination of the people. And at least things could go very badly, but seem for the moment to be moving in a hopeful direction.
About Buenos Aires, storefronts, are there empty storefronts? Are the restaurants full? Did you see people on the street shopping? The consumer, was it out there?
Absolutely. I mean, things are still enormously difficult in terms of prices. The average everyday person, it's very difficult for them to make ends meet in terms of buying basics. But this is not a Venezuela style situation by any means. I mean, one of the main tourist districts, Calle Florida and a number of others. During my time there, I saw restaurants relatively full. I saw tourist districts relatively full. I mean, there are some closed shops. Things have gotten a little bit worn down and tattered since the last time I was there. But there is economic life that one notes in the streets. People are still making a living. And although there also have been some increases in public insecurity in what they call the greater Buenos Aires area, what they call the urban cone or cono urbano, in Buenos Aires itself, again, you have relatively positive economic activity, relatively good levels of security. It's just that it's just really hard for people to make a living right now. And I think they're hoping to get to something better.
We go from the hope train in Buenos Aires to the despair, the crack up in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis. I'm John Battle.